micro podcasts from Films from the Future.
In January 2017, a group of experts from around the world got together to hash out guidelines for beneficial artificial intelligence research and development. The meeting was held at the Asilomar Conference Center in California, the same venue where in 1975 a group of scientists famously established safety guidelines for recombinant DNA research. This time, though, the focus was on ensuring that research on increasingly powerful AI systems led to technologies that benefited society without creating undue risks. And one of those potential risks was a scenario espoused by University of Oxford philosopher Nick Bostrom, the emergence of superintelligence. Bostrom is director of the University of Oxford Future of Humanity Institute and is someone who spent many years wrestling with existential risks, including the potential risks of AI. In 2014, he crystallized his thinking on artificial intelligence in the book Superintelligence: Paths, Dangers, and Strategies. And in doing so, he changed the course of public debate around AI. I first met Nick in 2008 while visiting the James Martin School at the University of Oxford. At the time, we both had an interest in the potential impacts of nanotechnology, although Nick's was far more focused on the concept of self-replicating nanobots than the nanoscale materials of my world. At the time, AI wasn't even on my radar. To me, artificial intelligence conjured up images of AI pioneer Marvin Minsky and what was at the time less than inspiring work on neural networks. But Bostrom was prescient enough to see beyond the threadbare hype of the past and towards a brave new world of AI breakthroughs. And this led to some serious philosophical thinking around what might happen if we let artificial intelligence, and in particular, artificial general intelligence, get away from us. At the heart of Bostrom's book is the idea that if we can create a computer that is smarter than us, it should in principle be possible for it to create an even smarter version of itself. And the next iteration should in turn be able to build a computer that is smarter still, and so on, with each generation of intelligent machine being designed and built faster than the previous, until, in a frenzy of exponential acceleration, a machine emerges that is so mind-bogglingly intelligent it realizes people aren't worth the trouble and does away with us. Of course, I'm simplifying things and being a little playful with Bostrom's ideas, but the central concept is if we're not careful, we could start a chain reaction of AIs building more powerful AIs until humans become superfluous at best and an impediment to further AI development at worst. The existential risks that Bostrom describes in Superintelligence grabbed the attention of some equally smart scientists. Enough people took his ideas sufficiently seriously that in January 2015, some of the world's top experts in AI and technology innovation signed an open letter promoting the development of beneficial AI while avoiding potential pitfalls. Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, Stephen Hawking, and around 8,000 others signed the letter, signaling a desire to work towards ensuring that AI benefits humanity rather than causing more problems than it's worth. The list of luminaries who signed this open letter is sobering. These are not people prone to flights of fantasy, but in many cases, they're respected scientists and successful business leaders. This in itself suggests that enough people were worried at the time by what they could see emerging that they wanted to shore the community up against the potential missteps of permissionless innovation. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.